Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Belonging, A Culture of Place by Bell Hooks is a collection of critical essays that combines memoir, cultural criticism, feminist thought, black studies, environmental reflection, and Southern place writing. Published by Routledge, the book examines what it means to call a place home, who is permitted to belong within a community, and how race, gender, class, memory, land, and ecology shape that experience. Hooks writes from a deeply personal vantage point, especially through her relationship to rural Kentucky and her return to the landscapes of her childhood. Yet the book is not simply autobiographical. It uses personal history as a method for analyzing broader social structures, including racism, patriarchy, capitalism, land dispossession, and environmental neglect. Its purpose is to rethink belonging as more than private attachment or nostalgia. For Hooks, belonging depends on ethical relationships to place, community, history, the natural world, and difference. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, home is treated as a contested place rather than a simple refuge. A central force of belonging is Hooks's refusal to present home as automatically comforting or innocent. Her return to rural Kentucky is important because it carries both attachment and pain. The region is associated with family memory, natural beauty, kinship, and cultural formation, but also with racial segregation, patriarchal authority, economic hardship, and forms of exclusion that shaped Black life in the South. This tension allows Hooks to move beyond sentimental ideas of homecoming. She asks how a person can love a place without denying the harms embedded in its history. That question gives the book much of its intellectual depth. Home becomes a site where memory, identity, and power meet. Belonging is therefore not achieved by simply returning to a location. It requires an honest reckoning with what that place has made possible and what it has wounded. Hooks's account is especially significant because it resists both romantic rural nostalgia and total rejection of the South. She presents place as morally complicated, capable of sustaining life while also carrying the marks of domination. This complexity makes belonging an active practice of interpretation, repair, and responsibility. Secondly, land, ecology, and Black agrarian memory are linked to social justice. The book is distinctive in the way it connects environmental concerns to African American history and the politics of land. Hooks does not treat ecology as a separate topic, reserved for wilderness, conservation, or lifestyle choice. Instead, she places the natural world within histories of labor, race, food, ownership, and survival. Her attention to Black farmers, rural knowledge, gardening, and organic living challenges the assumption that environmental thought belongs primarily to affluent or white cultural traditions. Land is not only scenery, it is a material condition of freedom, nourishment, dignity, and cultural continuity. By writing about rural Black life and the value of working close to the earth, Hooks expands the meaning of environmental ethics. She suggests that alienation from land is connected to broader systems of exploitation, including capitalism and racial hierarchy. At the same time, she does not idealize rural poverty or hardship. Her point is more precise relationships to land can teach interdependence, restraint, beauty, and care when they are not organized by domination. This ecological perspective makes the book relevant to environmental humanities, food justice, and discussions of sustainability grounded in lived history. Thirdly, dominator culture is analyzed through race, gender, class, and place. Hooks's concept of dominator culture is a recurring framework in her work, and in belonging it helps explain why many people are denied full membership in the places they inhabit. The book links racial exclusion, sexism, class hierarchy, consumer capitalism, and environmental damage as related expressions of power over others. This approach is intersectional in practice. Belonging cannot be understood by isolating one identity category from another. A Black woman in the rural South, for example, encounters place through racialized history, gendered expectations, economic conditions, and inherited ideas about who has the right to claim land, safety, or public voice. Hooks also examines how domination shapes perception. Consumer culture can dull attention to beauty, community, and ecological limits, replacing rooted forms of meaning with acquisition and status. This argument matters because it shifts belonging from a feeling to a political and ethical condition. People may desire connection, but systems of domination organize neighborhoods, schools, landscapes, and institutions in ways that restrict that connection. By naming those systems together, Hooks avoids a narrow account of identity and instead shows how belonging requires transforming the structures that make exclusion appear normal. Fourthly, the essay form works like a quilt of memory, criticism, and place. Belonging is not organized like a conventional academic monograph, and that formal choice is part of its meaning. Hooks draws on a quilt-like structure, bringing together personal recollection, cultural analysis, family history, reflections on art, ecological thought, and political critique. This approach mirrors the subject of the book. Belonging is made from fragments, inheritances, absences, and repaired connections, rather than from a single linear argument. The influence of her grandmother's quilt making and spiritual aesthetic is important because it gives form to the book's method. The essays place intellectual inquiry beside embodied memory, suggesting that knowledge about place is not produced only through abstract theory. It also comes through walking, remembering, gardening, cooking, listening to elders, and confronting grief. Some readers may find the non-linear structure demanding, especially if they expect a tightly sequential scholarly study. However, the form allows hooks to preserve the complexity of lived experience. The book's movement across topics demonstrates that culture, land, memory, and identity are interwoven. Its structure is therefore not merely stylistic. It enacts the very process of making connections across personal and collective histories. Lastly, beloved community is presented as an inclusive practice of belonging. The book's critique of exclusion is balanced by a constructive vision of beloved community. For hooks, belonging is not secured by sameness, purity, or closed group identity. A community becomes ethically meaningful when it can welcome difference without turning difference into a threat. This idea challenges shallow forms of diversity rhetoric. Hooks is less interested in symbolic inclusion than in the social conditions that allow people to live fully and well. Anti-racism, mutual responsibility, ecological care, and attentiveness to local histories are all part of that work. Beloved community also requires a different relationship to place. People must learn to inhabit their environments with care, rather than treating land, neighbors, and culture as commodities. The practical implication is that belonging must be built through habits, institutions, and shared values, not merely claimed as a feeling. This makes the book useful beyond literary or cultural studies. It speaks to educators, community organizers, environmental thinkers, and anyone concerned with how spaces become welcoming or hostile. Hooks's vision remains grounded because it does not deny conflict. It treats inclusion as an ongoing discipline shaped by memory, accountability, and care. In conclusion, Belonging: A Culture of Place is best suited for readers interested in cultural criticism, Black feminist thought, environmental humanities, Southern studies, geography, education, and community formation. It will also appeal to general readers who want a reflective but intellectually serious account of home, land, and identity. The book offers practical benefits by sharpening how readers think about the places they inhabit, whose histories are honored, whose presence is treated as natural, whose labor is remembered, and what forms of care make community possible. Its intellectual value lies in showing that belonging is not merely emotional attachment. It is shaped by power, memory, ecology, and social practice. Compared with many books on place, Belonging stands out because Hooks joins personal narrative to structural critique without reducing one to the other. Compared with conventional environmental writing, it places race, class, gender, and Black agrarian history at the center rather than at the margins. Compared with academic studies of place, it uses a more intimate, essayistic method that makes lived experience part of the analysis. Its limitations include a non-linear structure and a style that may feel repetitive to some readers. But those features also support its mosaic, like exploration of belonging as something built from memory, land, struggle, and hope. If you would like to support Bell Hooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.